Hi, Deputy Chief for Angeline Arrington, Angeline Arrington. Date of birth is 11/28/1961. Date of service is 11/26/2025. Date of accident is 6/9/2025. The patient Angeline Arrington is here as a new patient. Her chief complaint is pain in the head, neck, lower back, both knees, and shooting pain to the right arm, pain in both the shoulders, and left lower chest. The pain in the left lower chest is related to a metastatic cancer from breast and unrelated to the issue of the car accident that she was involved. She reports that all of the other symptoms other than chest pain are related to automobile accident that happened on 6/9/2025 as follows. The patient was traveling as a she was a pedestrian and she was walking near the accident happened near Livernois since Stanful, Stanful, in Detroit. The patient was crossing the Livernois Road when she was hit by a car from the right side. She fell down with her head on the right side, hitting the curb. There was some nosebleed, and the right knee was contused. And she did not know the kind of car she was hit with. And do not know the speed of the car. It was a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance did not come to the scene. The patient is a primary care physician, Dr. Lakhani, whom she has seen twice. And she also claims to have seen Dr. Abedi, A-B-E-D-I. She did not choose to go to any emergency room. She did go to urgent care on Livernois and 8 Mile, but it was found to be closed on that day of accident. So far, she never had any MRI or CT scans. History of presenting illness, patient is having a headache, which is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. They last all day long. They are present in the vortex of the head, throbbing, severe, off and on, and they are sensitive to light, not sensitive to noise. No associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Patient report that she has a dizziness which comes 2 or 3 times in a month. Vertigo is also present, off and on. Ringing in the ear has been present in the past, but not now. Loss of balance 2 times per week. And loss of memory, forgetfulness. She denies any vision issues like blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. She has no incontinence, no focus problem, no loss of concentration, no taste problem, no smell problem, and no TMJ problem. He does report some weakness. He reports numbness of the right arm and anxiety, depression, panic. Denies sadal anesthesia, sleep disturbance, incontinence of the urine bowel. He do not have a major issues in walking except for the pain in the knee. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has been reporting pain in the neck, which is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Sometimes it's become 10. Lower back pain is 8 to 10. Neck pain is reported to be radiating as numbness and tingling to the right upper extremity involving 5th finger and sometimes 4th finger. No motor weakness is reported, but mostly it is pain. She also reports of pain in both the shoulders to the tune of 7, although she can move the arms pretty reasonably good. Bony metastasis in the left chest is allegedly being worked up by Carmenos Cancer Center at this time, which is unrelated to auto accident. Both the knee are hurting to the tune of 7. She has difficulty in walking long distance or going up and down. Reports of high anxiety regarding the pain. Pains are continuous. and they felt like throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, tender, tiring, fearful. And they are 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they affect the ADL around 10. Modifying factor for the pain. Pain is continuously present with standing, walking, and bending, sitting. And there is no relief with anything other than medications. So far she has had no physical therapy or any other treatment, no epidural injection or surgery. Please review the records for system review, for surgical history, allergies. Family history, relationship status, employment, legal and personal history, as well as the ADL as listed by the patient. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 110 over 68, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'3", weight 112, 63-year-old African-American female, of average build nutrition, alert-oriented, operative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polyuria. Hydration is good, and patient doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly lethargic but moderately anxious. He has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without limping. Or antalgic gait, not using any adaptive devices at this time. Rest of the exam will come from the template. Examination of the nose and the ENT was found to be completely normal. No bleeding inside, no fractures or suspected. No tender spots. In the chest examination, there is a bony, hard swelling coming out of the rib in the left fifth rib near the breast and appears to be a metastatic lesion, non-tender, being worked up by the Terminus Cancer Center. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination is normal. Musculoskeletal examination reveals inspection palpation normal. From the template, spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Hypertonicity, none. In the range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 20, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign was positive, and Lerman test is positive, destruction test is negative. And in the thoracic spine, Roos test and test are negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 25 degrees. Blood density cardiac test is negative. CAMP test is positive. Breger test negative. TLR was found positive. Babinski sign is negative. SI joints, bilateral SI joints are found affected. No tenderness is noticed, but Faber test is positive. Gunsling test is positive. Standing flexion test is negative. The destruction test was negative. And the PA compression test are all negative. Extremities examination. So for both the shoulders and both knees, rest of the exam for extremities are completely normal. Please use the template. examination of the shoulder joint bilaterally has a pain level around 7, but baseline pain. Range of motions are almost to the 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion without any pain. And Hawking Kennedy test is negative. Empty beer can test negative. Near test, speed test was negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. No neurodeficit was noticed or musculature weakness. Motor power was found normal. Grip is normal. Distally, and felon sign, tenet sign for medial nerve is also intact, normal. Examination of both the knees was conducted. The right knee was found to be tender and around peripatellar region and deep inside with moderate tenderness, slight swelling. No crepitus was noticed. Range of motion was normal. Patient could walk. Collateral ligament is intact. Motor power 5x5. Valgus varus abnormality absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray Steinman was negative. Patellar apprehension was positive. In the left knee, all the findings are completely normal. There is no tenderness, no swelling, no crepitus. Range of motion is 135 degrees of flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is absent. The anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. Steinman sign negative. McMurray sign negative. Patellar apprehension test is negative. Please review the diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. Patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue. To begin, 3 times a week. So the traction massage aquatherapy, focusing neck, lower back, and the right knee, and both SI joints. Patient is ordered a disability for work, housework replacement, and transportation. Medications, non-narcotic, are as follows. Patient is provided naproxen 500 milligram twice a day for healing, 60 tablets. Lidocaine gel, 5% topical pain relief, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for sleep and also muscle relaxation. Antiver 25 mg 12 hour PRN. Vertiginous Furoset 1 or 2 PRN for headaches, 50 tablets. For pain relief, Tylenol codeine number 4 was provided, 1 tablet every 12 hours for severe pain. MRI for cervical spine is ordered, MRI for lumbar spine is ordered, and MRI for right knee is ordered to identify the damages. Patient has been having pain for more than 5 months since the accident, non-stop. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. None are available. Interventional pain procedures, patient was recommended an injection to the right knee, but she declined. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records, none are available. Investigation, we have discussed, and we have ordered the MRIs for the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and the right knee. DMEs, patient is provided with a DME for the right knee brace, back brace, neck brace. A traction device for the neck is ordered. Patient is provided with a tense unit to further heal up. Thank you. Follow-up visit will be in 15 days. Education is yes, and direct contact is yes. Thank you.